No, we didn't.
You didn't. Did you know anyone? Well, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't ask if you knew anyone that did, since it's illegal now. But no one.
That was called a steel, where they made regular whiskey.
Yes. And did they call it whiskey, or was there other terms for it?
Well, most of them call it liquor.
Call it liquor? Did they call it anything else besides liquor?
No, not. They had what to have, corn liquor and rye and different names, just
okay.
Like different brands of cigarettes.
That's if it were good to drink. What if it wasn't good to drink? It's kind of a bad batch.
That would be homebrew.
Okay, but if it was, if it really had not been brewed correctly and it was dangerous to drink, would there have been any term for it?
I just wouldn't know, because.
No problem. Okay.
I reckon you'd call that mash.
Did you ever have any instrument that you played between your teeth or with your lips?
Put a piece of paper and play a cone.
Okay. Did you ever have any any other thing else? It was may have been metal then. I don't know if it was or not.
Jew's harp.
Okay. Now, did you play that with your working back and forth between your mouth, or did you have a little strings or something that you plucked on the Jew's harp?
Well, there's two or three different kinds. Now, there's some that had holes in them, and you run across like a harp.
And that was a Jew's harp.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Then there's one you had a little spring out here, and you hit it with the end of your finger.
And that was a Jew's harp also?
That was just a harp.
That was just a harp.
That's all I ever knew was called, because
uh-huh.
I never did see too many of them. But
yeah, I've never seen one like that.
Yeah, it was made round, just like your finger, then had a little piece of metal. It'd come on out flat, then it stuck out here, and you'd take your finger, and you blow on it, then you'd make your noise, different sounds with you, when that bounce out and in.
The other little holes in it. Okay, what do you use to pound nails with?
Hammer.
Okay.
It's called a claw hammer.
Is there more than one type of hammer?
Yeah, there's sharp hammer, claw hammer, such as that. See, a claw hammer has got, on the back side, it's got something where if you drive a nail in and you don't want it, you can pull it back out. That's why it's called a claw hammer.
That's what I usually have to do because I bend them as they go in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you have any types of toys to play with, especially one that you have of maybe a board and one of you be on one end and one on the other?
Called a seesaw.
Okay. Well, did you have any that was just a plank that was fastened down at both ends that you could jump up and down on?
Well, no, not just fastened at both ends. They were fastened one end, called a springboard.
Fastened at one end, called a springboard.
Yeah,
okay.
So you could jump on it, and that'd spring you up, and you could jump way on out, chum.
Okay.
Same thing as jumping in the water. See, you springboards jump in the water.
Oh, did you ever use it to jump in the water?
Well, sure. See, you go down the creek and cat, and you'd fasten this end down here. Then you'd put something out here, then you'd run a long one out there. Then see, while you was out there, that would spring up and down with you. Well, you get springing, when it went up, that's when you'd make your jump, to dive, anything like that. That's where the name of diving board come from, off of a springboard.
Right, off of a springboard, originally.
Right.
Did you ever have anything that was fast in the middle to a post or to a stump that could spin around and around?
Oh, yeah, you could take a wide plank and put your hole in the middle and put your star by here, then put your bolt down in the middle of it and see, push it around and around.
Did you have a special name for that?